Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on,
suit on.
Looking like the trap of dawn.
Giving them all.
Dress
like the $1 million.
Bucks.
Things in its cup.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, yeah, I do. Man, God been good to me. Man, he been so good to me. Wow. And you know why I say it like that? What makes it amazing is because it's been in spite of myself. I mean, you know what I mean by that? I mean that he's been good to me in spite of all the craziness I've done, all the foolishness I've gotten myself involved with, and not only got, but knowingly got myself involved with, all of the stupid decisions I've made. Put all that to the side, and he's still been good to me. Bring it all and put it on the plate, and he's still been good to me. Man, that's amazing, man. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that could say the exact same thing. I mean, come on, man. I got you ain't famous. I got ain't nobody got no microphone in your face. I got nobody ain't got no spotlight on you. I got nobody ain't got no camera in your face. I got nobody probably ain't nobody blogging about you. But let me tell you something. If you break it down and be real about it, oh, you done done something outside the box. You done done something, ladies included. You've done something out the box. You woke up and went, what did I do that for? Oh, we've all done it. So with all that said and done, God still loves you, man. God still loves you, still wants the best for you, still considers you his child, and is willing, man, to show you your future. He is willing to show you your life. He is willing to let you take a peek at the blueprint. Man, that's an amazing God right there. Because I know I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm glad it's him. You know, today, man, I want to encourage brothers out there. And when I say brothers, I'm talking to everybody that's of the male species. I don't care about your color. I really, really don't. I don't even have time for that in my day. Matter of fact, sometimes when you get to discussing race, I just get tired of it sometimes. I just wish, you know, some days I just want to wake up and just do me. You know, I got what the skin tone is. I got that. But I just want to wake up some days and just go on about my business and do me. I don't want to have to deal with it. Sometimes I get tired of talking about the issues. Ain't going to make them go away, but sometimes I get tired. So today I'm talking to brothers, all the brothers of the male species. I'm talking about men. Today, man, if you ain't doing it all, if you're feeling empty, man, start today completing your process and your journey. And you know what I'm saying by that? If there's a part of you that's missing as a man, and now, man, I'm talking to you, so, you know, some ladies listening, but you know what I'm talking about. It's some part of you that's missing as a man. If you ain't really been in touch with your kids like you're supposed to, now, for whatever the reason is, and please know, I do understand how sometimes women can use children as pawns. It happens all the time. I've been through it, man. I know what it feels like, man, to want to do something. But because you ain't got this or you ain't doing this, then I ain't going to let you have this. You got to fight through, fellas. You got to fight through. You got to fulfill your end of the deal. And I got how difficult they making it. I got how, man, it's going to come with some drama. But you got to fight through it. Because, man, we need fathers to be fathers. That's really what we need. If you're a man out there and you are a father of a child, we need you to do your job. I'm talking about our community, our situation, us as a people, all of us. We need you to be a father. Period. Now, hey, man, I ain't coming down on you. I'm just your boy. I'm your man. And I've been in the same predicament and the same hole myself. Where I couldn't get to them, where they were used as pawns, where they were told things about me that wasn't even true. I've been through it. You can't see them. You don't come over. Okay, got all that. You ain't sent this. You ain't, okay, hey, got all that. If you can call them sometimes, tell them you're thinking about them. Tell them you love them. If you can get a letter to them, if you can get a message to your children through one of your relatives, start the process today. Be a father. It's your job. Now, because you ignoring him, or you acting like they ain't over there, or you done backed him out of your mind because the situation got too difficult, I got that. I got that. But you got to step up and be fathers. You got to write a letter. You got to send the money. If she talking about if you don't send all the money, you ain't going to send. Send what you got. If taking it over there is too much drama, send it through a relative. Give it to a mama. Give it to a sister. Ask her to take it over there and do something for the baby. Because, okay, you can't deal with the drama. I got that. And I know it's much to pay when you have to deal with that. Because I know hell have no fury like a woman scorned. Please know I know that. Please know. And that's a real statement. That ain't no saying Steve got. That's the truth. So, but do what you got to do. Sometimes you have to apologize. Sometimes an apology goes a long way to your children. Just say, look, because I've made this apology before. hey, man, look, I'm sorry. I wasn't there for you. I was out grinding and hustling, and I wasn't paying attention to you. And I should have been. And I apologize. Now, imagine, man, there's days where you was telling people I was your father up at the school and they wasn't believing you. I apologize for sending you through that. But now, man, I tell you what. I made some mistakes and I got it together. I want me and you to move forward as father and son. I want me and you to move forward as father and daughter. I want to be in your life. Now, I ain't got a lot, but guess what? I know a lot. Because if you a man and you a father, please know you know something that child don't know. You have information. You have experience. That's all they need sometimes, to have somebody to talk to. That daughter of yours just needs to know from her daddy, how should a man treat me, Dad? What should I look for in a man? See, they'll take that information from you because they know it's coming from the right place. And then you know that your son needs you because you know how difficult it is if you're trying to be a man without your daddy. You already know how funky that is right there. So come on, man, admit your mistakes and move forward. Call your kids. Write a letter. Get a phone number on them. Send a text. Drop a message. Send a note up to the school. Do something, man. If those of us that are fathers would just be fathers, I could shut the mentoring camp down. Now, I would say I apologize because I don't want you to think I'm coming down on you, but I've been through this myself. I ain't really coming down. I'm just reminding you. This is our job. These are our children. This is our responsibility. We are men. There is no excuses. You don't get cut a break on that one. Sorry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, all of you.
Presbyterians.
That have walked away from the glorious joys of meat. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I have tried each and every last one of those. There has been benefits. But I have found in my personal experience the benefit of eating meat far outweighs the benefit of eating plants. Even though I would not want to live my life without plants, this is a compliment to you and a backhand at the same time. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, whoever you are. We welcome all faiths, cultures, religions, races, everything. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it on. It starts with gratitude. Show hope you told him you was grateful this morning because it was only him. Your alarm clock didn't wake you up. It was him. Oh, alarm clock went off. But he shook you and woke you up so you could answer. A lot of clocks going off today and the button won't get pushed. You wasn't one of them. You here today. Get your attitude up. Get your altitude up. Get your gratitude up. Those three tools affect one another. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, who is out walking
I'm here.
And I'm here. The legend that he is, Nephew Tom. Oh, you here? I ain't see you. Ain't on the Zoom. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Thought you was outside walking. Junior exercises every morning before he come on the show. So we had to wait on him some time to get you walking. And now he here now. Well, Junior, since you here, what's on your mind? Oh, got your hat on backwards today.
Uncle, you know, man, I ain't nothing on my uncle. I'm just, I'm trying to be a better husband. That's all I'm trying to work on.
Oh, well,
you
know, that's going to be to you die, know, so come on.
Yeah. Well, at day 285, I think I'm doing good. I don't know. But, you know, everybody mad at me because I had to walk her out at the house. Okay, well, I got my to-do list.
Ain't nobody mad?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, like, oh, you got to walk out at the house? Yeah, when she said go to the car, come talk to me, I have to go there because I got a to-do list today. I got to-do list.
That's what you're supposed to do. Supposed to walk.
Thank you, I just want to make sure.
With this radio show. That's right. She takes precedence over everything in your life. She's your number one, ride or die. Mm.
But do this make sense, huh? To-do list today. Okay, I got to do some stuff today for her.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. Let me just say this. I tell you, don't do it.
Oh,
and then see how much sense that makes when you come home.
Sorry.
Okay, You're supposed to answer that phone, too.
It's a lot of pressure this morning. I'm sorry. It's a lot of pressure this morning. I'll be here.
Yeah, well, what's on the to-do list? Anything you can quickly tell me?
Michael's.
Michael's Design Center.
The store?
Yes.
Craft store?
I don't know why I'm going, but she told me why.
I bet you better go down there and bring all that glue and glitter back to the house. I bet I better be there. You don't go to Michael's without getting no damn glue and no glitter. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
All right.
To do list.
We'll be here all morning. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got for us, Nev?
This is the Cake Lady. Cat Dog, if you would.
Cake, this is Barbara.
I need to ask you, what kind of cakes do y'all make at this place?
Well, sir, we make all occasion cakes. Birthday cakes, anniversary cakes, wedding cakes. Pretty much whatever you need. What you looking for?
Do y'all be making adult cakes?
Yes, sir. A few adult cakes, you know, bachelorette parties and, you know, wedding. What exactly are you looking for, sir?
No. The problem is this right here. I ordered a cake from you all on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be delivered to my daughter's school on Tuesday. And, you know, she in junior high school, 13 years old. The cake was supposed to have Hannah Montana on it. And it was supposed to say, happy birthday. Now, the cake get delivered over there today, and I can't for the life of me believe that this has happened. We in her classroom, all the classmates is in there, some teachers in there, the principal done came down. We finna have cake and ice cream for the kids. But when they open up the cake, it's a man's private part on the cake.
What? Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No. We have never made a mistake like that.
Y'all made that mistake. Today. I've been calling this place all damn day. Y'all done made this damn mistake, and somebody gonna pay for this.
I got 13-year-old kid. No, you're gonna have to lower it down now, okay? Because we can't get nothing settled if you yelling and I can't hear you, okay?
I need to lower it down. You should have lowered that private part off that cake.
Sir, what is your name?
My name is Trevor.
And now, where was the cake supposed to be going?
Middle school.
Middle school. Now, when was it delivered, sir?
I just don't see that's it right there. You can't remember. That's how y'all made the damn mistake.
Sir, please just answer the question so we can get this settled, sir.
No, what? Who is the owner there?
Excuse me, I am the owner. My name is Barbara. Now, if you give me the information, I'll try to make this thing right because it couldn't have been my company. Are you absolutely sure, sir?
I'm positive. Y'all is the ones that delivered the damn cake. Listen, I got all these 13-year-old kids and they're traumatized, and the teachers and the principal are looking at me crazy.
I understand, sir, but I need to calm down just for a minute. Let me ask you this.
Wait. You want me to calm down? You should have took that private part down off the cake.
I can understand, but I don't think it was my company, okay, because we've never made a mistake like that. Now, we're very careful with that kind of stuff. Now, sir, hold on 1 minute. Come here. Do you know anything about a cake delivery, a Hannah Montana cake, going to middle school today? Uh-huh. Yeah, did y'all make any deliveries? Okay, thanks. Sir, I just talked to my driver, And he's been with me about 8 years, sir, and we've never had a problem like this. He's never delivered a cake over there, sir. Are you sure it was my company?
It's damn show, this place, lady. It's this place. Your driver lying.
You know, mistakes can be made, but I cannot.
You can't make no mistake like that when you got a man's private part in front of a bunch of 13-year-old kids at a junior high school.
I can understand. I would be upset, too. I have children, too. So I can understand what you're trying to say. But, sir, what I'm trying to tell you is this is not my company you're talking about. We wouldn't have done anything like that. I've been in business for 13 years.
What is your name?
My name is Barbara.
Okay, so you're the one behind all of this on this damn cake that's supposed to be Hannah Montana and wind up being a man's private part on the cake?
Sir, come on. Stop and think about this.
You would not deliver a cake to
a high school, an adult cake to a school. Now, I understand you upset.
What has happened at my daughter's school?
I apologize for it, sir, but I don't believe that you ordered the cake from my company. Okay? As a matter of fact, we make cakes on Friday, sir. Wasn't no cake delivered today. Sir, it's a Tuesday.
And what the hell? I mean, it's a Tuesday. Ain't nobody eating cake on Tuesday?
Sir, I have told you that couldn't have happened here at my company.
Okay?
I mean, I'll be happy to make a cake for you, sir, and to send it to your daughter. But, sir, it wasn't my company.
No more damn cakes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I'm finna do, lady. I'm finna call my lawyer. I'm finna get with the police. And I'm coming over there to shut that down. You won't sell a cupcake when I get through with your...
Oh, sir, you know what? Now, you done gone too far. Let me tell you something. This is my business that I done worked for 13 years to build. You ain't finna come up in here and do a
I'm finna shut that down.
You come up here and find more icing up your mammy won't even know who you are. You need to get off my phone with this. That's some ignorant in the first place, sir. How dare you call me with that? And what the is your name?
I already told you my name is Trevor.
Well, Trevor, bring your up here and I got something for you. Bring your and the police. Do you think I'm gonna let some little like you come jeopardize my business? I've been in business too long. I know what the I'm doing. Now, I don't know who the you call, but it will show not my company. Do you understand me?
I understand everything you saying, and I understand when I get over there, I'm gonna shut it down, me and the police.
You won't come out here and get your shut down, and you're gonna have a daughter crying over your. Now, I done told you what my company. Now, get off my phone. Do you hear me?
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
It's thing to tell me talking about shutting down my company.
Yes, I got one more thing. Is you listening to me?
I ain't listening. What you got to say to me?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
That oh, my God. I'm not on the radio.
No.
Oh, geez.
You ain't on the radio now, but you're going to be on there in the morning.
Oh, Lord, no. My preacher and everybody else going to be on it. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill that. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to get me a cake and go to her job and up. Lord. Oh, Lord. Y'all going to get somebody up playing like that, you know? She going to have to look out every day. She ain't going to never where it's coming from. I'm going to be like the thief in the night on her.
Miss Barbara, I gotta ask you one more thing. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay.
Huh?
With your cake lady self.
Tell him. Come on, Dirty Red. Tell him.
All right.
Dirty Red.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news. Tina Knowles squashed the fake beef between Janet and Beyonce by admitting she just made a mistake on Instagram, okay? And our favorite sports analyst, Stephen A. Smith, said he'd eat Trump alive in a debate. Finally, the Richard Pryor biopic is in the works and will be released as a TV series. We'll talk about all of that. It's coming up at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to Ask the CLO. This one's from Rose in Manchester. Rose writes, my husband has a pot belly and he has the nerve to talk about mine. He said, I need to hit the gym. And I said, He needs a tummy tuck. He said, I was mean for saying that. Why is it a double standard with weight? Men can be fat, but we can't.
Well, hold on.
That's a lot.
Your husband got a pot belly. I don't know why y'all wrote this his show about that. But okay. Okay, well, guess I'm supposed to know what that's about. So here I go. I'll be damned. Ask Steve about the pot belly. He ought to know.
Okay. Right, him.
Let's see what Steve say about his. Well, here's the deal.
You don't have that anymore, dude.
Here's the deal. Men do use double standards. Now, but he has a pot belly, and he complains about your pot belly. Your pot belly can be explained. You can always use your traditional baby weight.
Yes.
Baby
weight.
Forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know women who are using that. They baby 40.
Yeah.
Nah.
I know a woman who's been saying it's baby weight and the baby 40. So right. I've seen that. Now, I can't say nothing because I ain't never had one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what the scary part for him is. He got a pot belly. He looking like he in his first trimester, and there will be no baby.
No.
Right. No.
So, you gotta understand that part, too. So, I don't really know why men do that to their women.
That's not nice.
Insecurity. That's mean.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Jealousy.
Well, I heard a great argument between a hairdresser and her husband one time. Mm-hmm. She was over doing Marjorie's hair, and I heard her. She had cut her hair off short, like Shirley cut a Shirley collar hair.
Dirty Red.
And, you know, they was over there talking about how nice it was. She said her husband, who was overweight, he told her he didn't like her new hairstyle short. He liked long hair. Mm-hmm. She looked at him and said, well, I like muscles. So we got each other.
So here we are.
Where we at.
I love it, Steve.
I understand what you like and all of that there, and that's just fine and dandy.
Mm-hmm.
But I like muscle. So you might want to use that one on him.
Mm-hmm. He's going to just get mad again.
Well, he'll be all right.
And say she was mean.
He still got a pot stomach. What difference?
All right, moving on to Alexandra in Greensboro. Alexandra writes, my husband cheated on me when we first got married and we worked things out. His side piece is still on social media making videos and calling me names. 4 years later, my husband advised me to ignore her. Why won't she go away?
Well, now, once again, I guess y'all coming to me because who would know more about social media than me?
Well,
here I am again.
Not about
you're a professional, dog.
Yeah, I'm professional at this one right here. I'm professional at both of them, pot bellies and
social media.
So I would say your husband is right. Ignore her. People on social media only have power over you if you give it to them. Mm-hmm. She could talk about you for 4 years. You still got your man. Y'all still married. She just mad.
Mm-hmm. Who the hate?
Hell have no fury like a woman scorned. That's a true statement. I thought it was a scripture. I just found out about 5-6 years ago that wasn't a scripture.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was biblical.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's true as hell, though.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah.
Facts.
You know, like 2 + 2 ain't in the Bible, but if it was there, it would make sense with it. Because it
You're
is
on
folk.
One this morning.
It is folk.
All right.
It's because I'm moving on to Mark. I ain't had no sleep. I've been up since yesterday.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
It's supposed to be tomorrow.
But it's today.
And I'm doing blood work today. And I'm hungry as hell because I've been fasting since last night.
All right. Here we go.
I ain't ate since last night.
Okay. All right. This one's from Marquez in Tuskegee. Marquez says, my wife buys gently used designer items on a resale website. For Christmas, she bought a pair of Christian Louboutin sneakers for me. They are in great condition, but I don't want used shoes. Can I sell them and give her the money back?
I don't understand. Can you sell them and give her the money back?
Yeah.
Well, whose gift is it?
Of it's his gift. She gave it to him, but he doesn't want them because they're used.
So you don't have to get the money back, is what you're saying, because it was a gift.
Yeah, so you keep.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I just guess.
Just keep them.
Just keep them.
I mean, you know, yeah. I'm with her. I don't wear used stuff. I don't right. I'm not doing
You're with him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. No, you slightly used shoes. You mean somebody hey. Had their toes down in your shoes?
Uh-huh. I did it. No, we know. I did it in December. Right. Ooh.
You Ooh. Did what in December?
Had to wear a tux for my daughter's debutante ball. And it had to come from Men's Warehouse. And those are all, you know, the shoes. Oh, if you'd have seen me by the
Oh,
end
yeah.
Of the
oh, I'd have had it. I didn't. Everybody wore the really tux before. I didn't have
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'm not finna own.
You look nice. I was there, Tommy. You look good.
That's how I look, but how did I feel though? How did I feel?
Dirty. You were going Dirty. Through a lot that night. He kept talking about the tuxedo.
Somebody had their butt where yours was. Just
exactly. Exactly.
Oh, you know that's what it
you
is.
Don't have to do that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, when you unzip your pants, somebody else had already unzipped
No,
Ooh.
Steve, you're not
that
helping.
Just it all up. Now, I ain't trying to be fair.
I see.
Too far. I said far. All right, last one. Move on. This one's from Desi in the DMV. Desi says, my husband loves reality shows, and I don't. He often tells me that he likes someone's hair or an outfit a lady had on. I've told him to keep it to himself. I don't want to hear it. He'd be hurt if I tell him how I feel about LeBron. Should I do it?
Don't do that, lady. Because you got a chance of looking like one of them housewives.
Uh-huh.
He ain't got a shot in hell at doing it.
No.
Don't do that. Don't put that pressure on that bro like that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. He ain't got nowhere he can go make $92,000 a game. None of that. Gone with all that. Don't do that to the man.
Don't sting him like that.
No. She'll crush him. Well, she told him she didn't want to hear it, and he keeps telling her, so hopefully she won't do it. Hopefully.
No, don't do that to her.
All right, coming up next, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, so Janet Jackson's fans created a short-lived beef between Beyoncé and Janet Jackson. It was all because Beyoncé's mom, Tina Knowles, liked an Instagram post that bashed Janet, saying her concert tickets were more expensive than Beyoncé's. After Tina realized what she had done, she posted a video to explain herself. Tina let everyone know that there is no beef. She simply made a mistake and liked the post by accident. We've all done that. Take a listen.
Being on the other side of that, I know better than anyone what a great production cost. And I would never criticize another artist, let alone Janet Jackson. Jackson, who is the queen of production. So what I am guilty of is going through when I'm in a big hurry and I don't have time to really read and liking things because I trust that these are people that I follow. That was a big mistake. I will never do that again.
All right, Mama
big
Tina.
Big mistake.
Man, you can't make it. Man, everything is an issue. Every single
thing. I like the picture to trying to scroll. You know how you be scrolling and it don't scroll and you tap it again. I don't put a heart on stuff like that.
Put a heart on it, yeah.
It's crazy. All right, moving on, Steve, to our buddy Stephen A. Smith. The great debater when it comes to sports, right? We can all agree on that. But the question is, can he handle Donald Trump in a heated debate? In a recent interview with Howard Stern, Stephen A. said, quote, "I'd eat him alive. I'd eat Trump alive. I wouldn't run for the presidency, but I'd debate Trump any day of the week. Name the time and the place, I'd show up." Unquote. Stephen A. said he has no desire to run for office, but he's fully confident in his ability to outclass Donald Trump. He also revealed that he's not aligned with the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. He's a registered independent, and he is unimpressed by Trump and President Biden right now.
Okay.
That's Stephen A. Smith.
I could see Stephen A. debating, though. I could see him doing that.
I could see it.
Oh, yeah. Quite frankly, yeah, I can see that.
Here's some, moving on to this. No comment on that, Steve? No comment on that, Steve?
No, because, you know, I mean, but you can beat him debating, and okay.
You don't want to say
it. Fraternity, brother.
Because he's going to say about four words very
much. What are they going to debate about, though?
Politics. That's the only thing, Donald.
You can't debate against Donald Trump with politics because he don't talk politics.
Yeah.
Well,
he does insults. And
he don't know politics. He don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. He gonna end up five. He gonna end up talking about. He gonna end up saying something personal about Steven.
That's what I said. Insults.
And then the whole debate gonna go black.
All right, some great news. Director Kenya Burris opened up about the Richard Pryor biopic that's currently in development. Burris described it as a 10-part biographical series that spans the life of Richard Pryor from the cradle to the grave. Burris added that the television series is in early stages of production, so decisions about casting have not been finalized. We remember a while back Mike Epps said he wanted the part. So we will see if he gets the role or not. And Steve, I got to ask
you. Who you think would be good for it, Tommy?
I don't know. Pryor did himself. When he played himself, that did it for me. When he did
JoJo Dancer.
That, once an artist does himself, I don't really see that nobody else
hard
can do
to
it.
Top him.
How you gonna top the person that did himself? I mean, it's impossible.
I think you should do the older Richard Pryor, Steve. You look like Richard.
Which one you talking about? The dead one?
Before that.
Wow.
How? Because I'm
Richard Pryor in the afterlife.
How old he have to be here? What am I? Richard Pryor in heaven?
I'm sorry. I need to do over.
Richard Pryor meets Jesus.
Did she touch your nerve?
Sorry, Steve Harvey. Sorry.
You wouldn't mind. Well, these streets is gold. Ain't one. Yeah.
We in the movie.
See, you know, I'm
Steve.
Just a realist. You know, I've been really kind of looking at this just this morning. Because I feel like I'm going to share something with y'all off air.
Okay.
It's okay. Deep. So you can't talk on your own show? Is that what you're saying?
Hell no, I ain't been able to do that.
Oh, you haven't been able to say exactly what's on your mind, what you really want to say.
On this show?
Yes, that's what
it's
you mean.
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're Steve
We still
Harvey.
On, ain't we?
Right.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Y'all think that I've been sitting over here being able to say exactly what I wanted to say?
Well, no, we know you, so not no.
Everything,
to that question.
Not on
no.
every topic, yeah. But this, the Richard Pryor movie. I was,
you've
edited yourself. You've censored yourself. We've censored you because we know.
Y'all have censored me way more than I've censored.
Oh, yeah, we know. Yeah.
This is a lot of never, stuff I thought
and
was
we'll never stop.
Fine.
We'll never stop. You and Tommy.
The Richard Pryor movie, I think, should go to Mike Epps.
Yeah.
Good.
I think that's a great call, too. Mm-hmm. He's
going to take some work now. You're playing a legend, man. That's going to take some work.
And they can age him and all that, too, mm-hmm. Mike Epps. Yeah.
Yeah. You ain't got no one else comes to mind. Yeah.
Hmm. Not that would know how to do comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure that a comedic actor could do a comedian. I don't know. There are some cats out there that's dynamite actors that could do it. I just don't know who they are. And I could look at them and think it's Richard Pryor.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, the writer's strike is over. So it's time for you to get back to filming, Steve. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, so Steve, you're back to filming Family Feud on Monday. And there's got to be a lot that goes into getting prepared for the camera. We know you've lost weight. You're looking good now. Really good now. You know, your stomach is flat. You got, 16% body fat or something you told us lately?
How much body fat you got, man?
16.7.
Oh, okay. Mm. See there?
Any more questions, Thomas? Because you kind of said it.
Well, no, I ain't got that.
How much more body fat you got now? See, that had a little undertone, had a little hate in
it. You ain't like that tone.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, you know, because he wasn't even looking at the screen when he said he looked up. How much body fat you got now?
Because you haven't told us. You haven't updated us.
I ain't been really doing nothing over the past few weeks. I just started back to working out yesterday. It's my third day back. This jet lag is real. I've been up since 2:30.
This morning?
I went out there and cleaned out my little golf clothes that I got, you know, straightened out some golf clothes because I had to get rid of some stuff.
I've never heard you say that in my life.
You cleaned out your closet you at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, you know, wasn't nobody here. I couldn't point.
You know how big that closet is? You know how much work he was doing at 2 in the morning?
I'm saying.
My ass off. And so then, you know, and then I had to give my blood this morning, so I had to fast. I couldn't have no coffee. I couldn't have no fruit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been up since, but I fell asleep like at 5:30.
Oh, wow.
And then I got up again at 8. Then I fell asleep at 11. And then I was up at 1:30, and I went laid back down. Really, yeah. Then I've been up since 2:30. So just walking around, you can't have no coffee and can't then eat. And I got a lot of refrigerators. Every time I walk past something, I'm hungry.
Okay, so back to Family Feud. So you're filming, like we said, you'll start on Monday. So what are you going to wear? What can we expect this season? Because you know how
I don't know. Ellie coming over here, we talking about, we got a couple of different things we're going to do this week, year fashion-wise. Because, you know, people have stole my... stole several looks we do. So
you're stealing your look. Did they steal or
you stole? You know, since the stealing has been a big subject.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you steal or they stole? Which one?
But you're always going to be blue cheese, Steve. You'll always be blue cheese.
Oh, it ain't no doubt about that. I don't care what nobody say. And I do want to go ahead, Tom.
I'm asking about fashion. Is the built-in belt, is that back now where the belt comes with the pants? It's the same as the fabric?
Well, yeah, when you shop at children's stores, yes, the belt always comes with the pants. But at adult stores, they haven't done that yet. I haven't seen it.
No,
sick.
I've been seeing the belt with pants.
Don't do that.
I asked a serious question, and he did a joke. Okay, cool. All right. Okay.
I
see where we at.
Hold up. Been shopping where the belt come with the pants?
Roscoe is joining us right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here on this Friday. Hear him, Roscoe.
All day, baby. What's going on, everybody? Shirley, what happened with you?
Hey, Roscoe.
Hey, little Colin. Hey, Junior.
Roscoe, my hero, boy.
My man, Tommy Town, what's going on with you, baby?
I'm good, man. How you doing? I know Steve was there fooling around, but I seen them new pants out there got a belt on them. I seen them. You seen them?
I know they crazy now.
I know they, you know, they trying to do that now. They trying to make a little, but Taker got a belt comb pair of pants too. High heel though.
Who do?
Taker.
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 Designer.
Taker. You know how I design people. I don't fool with them. You know, my sister make all my clothes. I ain't even got to go like
that. Right.
Lucky you.
Mm-hmm. What you got in the morning, Carly? Come on.
Oh, you ready? All right, Roscoe. This is what we're going to do this morning.
Okay.
It is all about Detroit. This Sunday.
Detroit. Them damn Lions, bro. Remember, if the Detroit Lions didn't remember, I get a Super Bowl.
What?
I ain't going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to Detroit. I'm going to watch a game in Detroit, baby. That's going to be way hipper than going to the Super Bowl.
All right.
What about Detroit?
Okay, so we doing all artists from Detroit and plus Motown. Here we go. Let's go.
R-E-S-B-E-C-T.
Come on.
Find out what it means to me. Yeah. R-E-S-B-E-C-T. Come on, take care of me. Help!
Come on, what?
Little respect.
Take care of me.
That's great. That's the greatest performer ever come out of Detroit. Hands down, you ain't got to wonder about it.
Queen.
Greatest performer. Hold on. I know, Glenda Will, you ain't questioning me about no lyrics.
No, I just asked what those. I was really asking Carla were those the lyrics.
No. You ain't got to ask Carla. It's my statement.
Oh. Okay, well,
nephew.
Roscoe, are those the lyrics?
What do R-E-S-P-E-C-T spell to you?
Respect.
Okay, is that what I said? So what is the question for? Go ahead, Carla.
Next. It's hot. Boy, the next song.
Boy, let me tell you something. I wrap them up in the bowl right quick. You don't come for me.
Roscoe, okay. Let's
come for me. You need a gun, dog, taser, siren, police, SWAT. You need everybody. Don't come for me by yourself.
English just ask a question. Goodness. Boy. All right, here we
come
go.
I'm good right there. I'm good.
As by Stevie Wonder.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving.
Uh-huh.
And the seasons know exactly when to change. Everything like that. As was one of the greatest love songs ever written of all time.
As. A-S. One S. Yeah.
No, see, when I wrote it, it had two S's on it. Stevie changed it to one S. When I wrote the song, it had two S's on it. Listen to the words.
Okay.
As around the sun, the earth knows she revolves.
Yeah.
You see that shape right there?
Yes, we know the shape of the earth, uh-huh. The planet.
No. But what is shape like that?
A circle.
As the seasons know exactly when to change.
Come on.
All right, come on. We got
all your joy and pain. Go ahead.
Commodores is Motown. Give me some Zoom.
I may be just a foolish dreamer,
Yeah. But
I don't care. Cause I know my happiness is waiting for me somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining. Horizons that I never see. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment, dream my dream.
Sing.
Oh, dream my dream.
Look how you hold the mic.
I know. Roscoe.
Whoa, Zoom.
Yeah.
I like.
All right, prank call coming up next.
Where my mind be fresh and clear.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, am I dating Cinderella? It's not what you think. Not what you think at all.
That mean right there.
We'll get into that in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
We're going to go to deep in the archives, paper clips.
sound pretty simple. Paper.
Yes, it does.
Watch me work, though. Watch me work now. Cat Dog, if you would, paper clips.
Travel.
I'm trying to reach Veronica.
This is she.
Hi, Veronica. How you doing? My name is Philip. I'm from Corp. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help you today?
You were with the company here. Let's see, you just left about, what, 6 months ago?
That's correct.
Okay, and you left with a severance, am I right?
That's right. I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Philip. My name is Philip. Philip. I'm actually calling on some security questions and wanted to reach out to you. Now, you own your own travel agency now?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you actually left with a severance when you left the company. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And how long were you actually with
I was there for 8 years. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to again?
My name is Philip. I'm with security.
And what can I do for you, Philip?
Well, you started this business. Now, did you start it before you left?
Philip, I started this business after I left there.
You started it after you left there?
That's correct. 1 month.
1 month after you left there. Okay. So the reason why I'm giving you a call, and I've been, you know, we've gone through some security tapes and things of that nature, we're missing so many reams of paper. We're missing thousands of paper clips. We're missing so many office supplies, and it's been brought to the security's attention that it's targeting that you are the person that has taken all of this office. I'm sorry?
Let me get this right, Philip. You are calling my place of business, asking me if I have used paper clips and paper. I have customers in my establishment right now. I can't talk to you about this.
Okay, ma'am, listen. I know that I'm sorry for calling your place of business, but I want to say this. We're at the point of actually picking you up behind items that have been taken from the company. So I wanted to call and see if we could get it taken care of over the phone. Now, if you got to go, then I'm going to have to actually come out to your business, and that's something that I'm trying not to do.
You know what? Hold on 1 second. You hold that thought. Who the f*** is this on my phone talking about some damn paper clips? I have been gone from there for 6 months, and you calling me now about some paper and some what?
Paper clips, ma'am. We're missing at least 5,000 paper clips.
I'm going to tell you what you can do, Ms. I have been out of that company for 6 months. I worked for y'all for 8 years, and you all let me go. I didn't take anything from you.
Okay. Have you ever used any paper or any paper clips outside of have you done that?
Of course I use paper every day. I run a business.
Okay, but you're using our paper for your own personal business. Your travel agent or whatever it is that you have, you're using office supplies. That right there is against the law.
Oh, no, I will go and buy you some damn paper clips.
Okay, well, we don't want paper clips, ma'am. Now, we've given you a severance pay, and from my understanding, it's been a substantial amount. And right now, is going to be filing charges and taking you to court over these paper clips and paper.
I'm going to tell you what you can do with them 5,000 paper clips. I'm going to paper clip them together and hang you off about your I ain't stealing no damn paper clips. You're going to call me 6 months later talking about some paper and paper clips.
Okay, ma'am, I don't want to go
this
back.
This is some Philip.
I'm sorry?
This is some Philip.
So are you wanting to return all the merchandise? Because it looks like
I didn't take no merchandise. I don't have to steal nothing from y'all. I worked for you for 8 years. Talking about
right.
I stole something.
And
I was employed
years,
a year.
For 8 years, you stole paper clips, you stole office supplies, scissors, masking tape, you have taken markers, pens, we got it down to a
I don't know what videotapes you got, Philip. I ain't steal nothing from y'all. I was employee of the year, you all gave me a severance package, how dare you call me 6 months later? You can take them paper clips and shove them up your behind.
Excuse me?
Are we done here?
No, we're not done here.
So take your videotape and your paper clips and your scissors, and you know what to do with them.
No, I don't, ma'am. Now, listen, what we're going to have to do is you're going to get served right there at your travel agency. Where are you located?
Excuse me? Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you my address because you come over here. I got some scissors for your Philip. I don't have time for this. You want my address? You can come on over here. Look it up. We want our
paper clips back.
Google me. Come get them then. Matter of fact, give me your address, Philip. I'll bring them to you. Steal no damn paper clips. I'm a Christian woman, and you got me on this phone cussing and fighting with you. I'm not fighting with you over no paper clips. What's your address, Philip?
We're missing over 5,000 paper clips, and we need those. Now,
you know what, Phil? What's your address? I'm going to bring your damn paper and paper clips to you. How about that? Give me your address.
So you are... You are guilty of using the paper, aren't you?
We all use paper, Philip. I don't steal.
Which means, guess what? It's against the law, which means you have stolen something. If you have taken one paper clip, it's against the law. And we want our doggone paper clips back.
You got pens in your car, Philip, that say corporation? I bet you do.
But I work for the company.
I'm trying to run a business, so you stealing too. Give me your boss's number. You calling my damn phone talking about some pens and paper clips. You lost your mind. Give me your address. I'll bring the pens and paper clips. You ain't got to come pick me up.
You taking so many pens and so many paper clips, thousands of rooms of paper.
I'm trying to run a business. Don't call my phone with this. Talking about some paper clips. Give me your address.
I'm going to say this to you now. I'm going to go ahead and order the police to come over. I'm ordering the police to come and pick you up, okay? Because I'm trying to get the problem taken care of over the phone.
Bring the police and you come with them. Come get it. I got something for your when you get here. Bring them. You calling me about some paper and paper clips. I've been gone from there for 6 months. You crazy.
Ma'am, you have stolen paper clips from the company, and we want our paper clips back.
Bring your over here. You want to get some damn paper clips, and I'm going to call my man so he can kick your over here if you want to. You want the address? You want the address, Philip? Come on. I'm a professional. I'm trying to run a business. I got to walk away from my customers and deal with some about some pens and papers. Are you
kidding me? And paper clips. Because you stole over 5,000 paper. You're a thief. And you also, you better be ready because you stole some stuff for Tommy, and he's been over here about it, too.
Wait a minute. Whoa, who is Tommy?
Tommy says you stole a bunch of his stuff.
Listen, I don't know nobody named no damn.
You don't know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? You don't know him?
What you say?
I say, do you know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
You got to be kidding me.
Your girlfriend, Dorothea, got me to prank phone call you.
Ooh, I'm going to kick her. I'm going to get her right now. I'm going to kick her.
Calm down. You good?
You made me step in the back room on you. Ooh.
Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Dorothea is on.
That's it right there. That's it right there. That's stupidity. That is greatest.
Paper
right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, paper clips. All right. Bring a paper clip tonight. Dayton,
really?
Ohio, to the Funny Bone. Bring your paper clip in. And you don't get no free drink or nothing. Don't bring your paper clip. Just show up tonight, right?
You changed your mind.
Yeah, I changed my mind on that. I'm going to change my mind. All right.
Crazy.
Funny Bone all weekend. The Nephew is in Dayton, Ohio tonight and tomorrow night. And stupidity is in the building. It's the best at it. And laying in the cut is the NYC Winery in New York City. That will be next Saturday. Two shows. I believe they sold out. And the Nephew on the run. I'm going to Greensboro. Can't wait for that. That would be February 23rd, 24th, 25th. Greensboro at the Comedy Zone. Tickets on sale right now. That'd be Greensboro, North Carolina.
You know, that's the birthplace of the Comedy Zone, Greensboro.
Is that where it started?
That's where the first one was at.
I thought the main guy, the big guy that used to own it. I thought it's the big one. It was either there or Charlotte, one of the two.
I thought it was Charlotte, but you could be right, though.
All right, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letters, subject, Am I Dating Cinderella? We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, am I dating Cinderella? Dear Stephen Shirley, when I met my new friend, it was like a fairy tale romance. I'm 28 and he's 35 and perfect for me because I prayed for an older man, but not too old. He has a photography studio and I booked him for a Christmas photo shoot for me and my daughter. After the photo shoot, he asked me to have dinner with him. So my daughter and I went to dinner with him. After that, he planned dinner dates with us every night that week. I couldn't wait for my daughter to go to her dad's later that week so I could spend quality time with my new friend. He had kept telling me how good he was in bed, and I couldn't wait to see. It was supposed to go down at his house, but it was raining really badly, so he came over to my house. We didn't waste time talking. We went straight to bed. He had exaggerated a little bit on his skill level, but it was still good for an older man. Since the weather was bad, I thought he would spend the night. He didn't. He got up around 11:30 and got dressed quickly, like he was late for work or something. I told him to call me when he got home, but I didn't hear from him until the next day. He said he missed me, and he asked if he could see me. I said we could meet for dinner. He said he wanted to pick up food and eat at my house instead. We ate, then we had sex, and then he told me that he needed to be home by midnight. I told him that it was not cute to have sex and run out. He apologized, but said he really had to go. He has done this 4 times, and I wonder what's so significant about midnight. He told me to chill and learn to live in the moment. What's up with this man? Am I dating Cinderella? No, not Cinderella or Cinderfella, none of those. He's just married. That's all. I mean, you're his side piece, and he has to do you, then make sure he's home before his wife gets in. That's his curfew. That's all. He's pretty much told you that when he said he had to get home by midnight, except why didn't you ask him why right then and there? Are you afraid to ask him these important questions? You need to know this. You can't be scared. That's something you definitely need to know, because you are clearly not reading between the lines here. Has that not crossed your mind not even once, that he could be married? That's why he's racing home and doing all this stuff, eating at your house. I mean, the clues are there. You want to go out. He wants food to bring it to the house so he won't get caught being out with you or something. Please ask him these questions so you can get the answers you need and move on with your life. Steve?
Well, have you ever read a letter and went, because, I mean, Shirley answered the letter really adequately. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, it's glaringly obvious to everybody that has heard this letter what the situation is. But I don't know. Some people, you have to slow walk them through information, because a lot of times you want to believe for your heart's sake. And I get it.
I get it. You want to believe for your heart's sake. So you shut your brain off from doing what it's supposed to do. And that's like think. A person's brain is designed to think, to absorb information, to learn. Obviously, you don't want to absorb no information because you don't want to learn the facts here. So there's nothing we can do to help you, but here we go. I met my new friend. It was like a fairy tale romance. See, that's all she wanted. She wants a fairy tale romance. See, just listen to this letter, y'all. I met my new friend. It was like a fairy tale romance, okay? She's been wanting that since a little girl. He's 28 and 35 and perfect for me because I prayed for an older man. Okay, so now, soon as you meet an older man, you immediately begin your fairy tale romance. Now, if you're 28 and he's 35, I don't want to break this news to you, but that ain't really no older man. That's just another dude. Because women and men mature differently. Women, it's a known fact, this is not me talking. Women mature more quickly and rapidly than men because they have to. Because somewhere in their teenage years, they start experiencing these little girl moments that has to grow them up a little bit quicker. And they have to start working around a certain time and all this here, and they have to prepare themselves. So they mature quicker than boys. And they have to think about what they're doing and what happens and, you know, reproduction. And boys, we just dumb for a long time. So he's got a photography studio in that studio. You booked for a Christmas photo shoot, you and your daughter. After the photo shoot, he asked you and your daughter to dinner. They went. And after that, he's playing dinner dates for us every night that week. Ain't that nice? This is a fairy tale romance. He loves you and the baby. So I couldn't wait for my daughter to go to her dad's later that week so I could spend some quality time with my new friend. And he had been telling me how good he was in bed. I could not wait to see. It was supposed to go down at his house, but it was raining really bad, so he came over to my house. All right, now hold up right there. Unless he stays in a refrigerator box, I don't really know what that damn rain got to do with it. Now, if you stay under the bridge, you know, and your roof is a refrigerator box or a tarp, then I understand, you know, you ain't, you know. Okay, but I don't know how, but it raining really bad, so it kept. We didn't waste no time talking. We went straight to bed. He had exaggerated a little bit on his skill level, but it was still good for an older man. I ain't going to tell you no more. He's 35. That ain't no older man. Don't Hang give on, him no Steve. Credit for bedroom skills at 35.
Hang on, Steve. Coming up
if
in 23 minutes.
He's still bringing it. That's when you give credit.
23 minutes after the hour, we'll have part two of your response. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, am I dating Cinderella? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, am I dating Cinderella?
Well, this lady that met this, what she claims as a romance, a fairy tale romance. So what she done did was she done got with this guy that she met that he's older than her. He's 35. She's 28. He said she had been praying for an older man. He not really older. 35 and 28, that's 7 years. That's just another dude you done met. Now, y'all done got together. Y'all went over. You went to a photography studio with your daughter doing a Christmas photo shoot. He took your picture. Then he asked y'all to dinner. You and your daughter, y'all went out to dinner, had a nice time. Then he's just planned a dinner date for y'all every night that week. Okay, cool. That's work. Then you couldn't wait for your daughter to go to her daddy house this weekend so you could spend some quality time with your new friend. And he had been bragging about how good he was in bed. Now, I don't know at what part of the dinner when you and the daughter where he was letting you know how good he was, but I sure would have liked to have been at the table when he was sliding that past. Yeah. Oh, baby, you like the way your steak done? Yeah, I really know how to do steak. Huh? You feel me? Yeah. Hey, want some baked cookies? Yeah. But when it come to baking, that's what I do. I likes to bake that cookie. Yeah. So I'm just assuming these is the conversation he had to have at dinner with you and the daughter. to let you know how good he was in bed. You couldn't wait. Well, you got there. Now, y'all was supposed to go down at your house, but it rained real bad, so he had to stay at home. He had, he was supposed to be at his house, but it rained real bad, so he came over to your house. Now, like I said, unless he stay under the bridge in a refrigerator box, I don't know what the hell they got to do with it, but you didn't see that. It's okay. So now, then you said he exaggerated a little bit how good he was in bed, but it was still good. And he said, but it was still good for an older man. Let me explain something. You're supposed to still be good at 35. Matter of fact, you're starting to come into your own. You don't really get this sex thing down as a man till you're in them 40s. You got to have, you know, disappointed a couple of people before, you know, you had to have found out that you ain't what all you thought you was a couple of times, you know, to get your game up. You got to be in your 40s. He was pretty good for an old man at 35. Lady, if that's what you think is old, you're in trouble. Now, if he was 70 and you was telling me this, I'd be clapping for the dude. But he's 35, he supposed to still be good. You get no credit for being 35 and can still go. That's no good. Anyway, he got up and he got about 11:30 and he got dressed quickly like he was late for work or something. I told him to call me when he got home, but I ain't hear from him till the next day. He said he missed me and asked if he could see me again. I said we could meet for dinner. He said he wanted to pick up the food and eat at my house instead. We ate, then we had sex. Then he told me he needed to be home by midnight. I told him that's not cute to have sex and run out. He apologized, but said, I really got to go. I don't give a damn about what you think is cute. I got to get my ass to the house. He was done. He has done this 4 times, and I wonder what is so significant about midnight. He told me to chill and learn to live in the moment. What's up with this man? Am I dating a Cinderella? Well, you're not dating a Cinderella. You're not dating a Cinderfella. You're dating somebody else's fella. That's all it is. You ain't dating Cinderella. You're dating somebody else's fella. He got to be at that house by 12. Because she know what time the studio closed, and he booked his last appointment, and she know how far that appointment is from the house.
Yep.
Why are you sitting up here talking about what's up with this man? Am I dating a Cinderella? No.
She's young. Mm-hmm.
You maybe you don't need an older man. Matter of fact, you 28. You need to start dating a 21-year-old. That's what you need to do.
Oh, wow. Go back.
Once you go up in them 30s, I don't know what man in his 30s don't come with nothing. What man don't have a history by the time he's 30? You need to find out if he got children, if he got a wife, he got a family, he got a live-in lover. You need to find out where his kids stay. You ain't asking no question because you were so content on saying you met your fairy tale romance and he was what you prayed for. He was older. Just because you pray for something don't mean it's God descending it to you. See, you got to ask some questions. God, you can always meet an older man. Hell, that ain't hard. Well, why that's hard? You can meet an older man. That's easy. But you want an older man that's available for you.
Right.
You didn't get none of that information, sister. You haven't asked one relevant question because you were too busy enjoying your fairy tale romance and this older man that you had prayed for that God sent to you. Only thing was, God didn't send him to you. You just coincidentally met an older man. Several women have met that same man.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast at the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Now, coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got for us?
Well, you know, sure, I got to talk to Pimpin' because it's Championship Sunday this Sunday. I got to talk to Pimpin' because...
Hold up.
We got to talk to Pimp about it. He got to make these picks.
Here I come. What's that?
What's that, Pimpin'?
I only missed one game last
week. That's the only one you did last week, Pimpin'. One game. That's it.
Them damn Chiefs, man. I just knew the Buffalo Bills had to be tired of losing, but I guess they looking more and more like Cleveland than me.
All right, Pimpin'.
I used to lose. What you got, Junior?
Okay, Pimpin', let's talk about it, man. Let's start with that game right there, man. The Ravens and the Chiefs. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes.
Ravens and the Chiefs. You know what, man? I'm going to tell you something. This is really hard when right here, because it is so hard to bet against that Patrick Mahomes. That boy right there, he the...
Two Super Bowls already.
He one of the best I ever seen at this here thing. Gots to go with my boy Lamar Jackson. Ain't no way in hell. Come on, Baltimore. You can do it if you try. You can do it if you try. Come on, Lamar.
If Lamar Jackson loses this game, does this hurt his legacy?
No. Because you know who he losing to? Patrick Mahomes. When Frazier lost to Ali, did it hurt his legacy? No, he got whooped by the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Did Manny Pacquiao lose his legacy when he lost to Floyd? Hell no, he lost to Floyd. You got to know where that ass woman comes from. You know what I'm saying? You just got to take it. It's absolutely like when you played the Bulls, you know, and you lost to Jordan. You lost to Jordan. What you supposed to do? You ain't really thought you were going to win, did you?
That makes sense, Pippen.
You know what I'm saying?
It
you
makes sense.
You know where it's coming from. Come on, Pimp.
Okay, Pippen, here we go, man. 49ers and Lions.
Boy.
Jared Goff, a number one pick. And then here we go, Brock Purdy, the last pick. How you see
all them picks? No. See, let me show you something. Lamar Jackson was the last quarterback selected in 2017. The last quarterback.
Yeah, he was.
He damn near up for two MVPs. Don't nobody care nothing about being last. Come on, man.
Put it in perspective.
Detroit Lions all the way. All the hustlers, all the players, all the beautiful people, the businesses in Detroit. We looking for a win, man. Mom, we get this win, we going to the Super Bowl. You ain't going to be able to stand me, man. I'm going to win. Everything I wear going to be blue. I got a blue rabbit coat I ain't never worn before. I'm putting it on just for Detroit.
Thank you, Pimpin. Thank you, Junior.
And I got some silver alligators and the toes is made out of rabbit paws.
Coming up at the top of the hour, a wife found out that her husband is catering to another woman and she wants to pop up and introduce herself to the lady. She needs your advice, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, Steve, this one is from Lene in Houston. Lene says, I went to Sam's Club, and before I could pay for my items, I had to renew our membership. Customer service said it was $90 for the three people on the account. It was supposed to be only my husband and I on the account, but a female was added to our account on November 17th. I called my husband, and he said it's no big deal. He let his coworker, who's a single mom, use our account. Well, a single mom doesn't need to buy in bulk, so I canceled her card. I told my husband I want to meet the single mom. He said I should be ashamed of myself. I have her name and address, so should I pop up and introduce myself to this woman?
No, I mean, why are you going over there? Your deal is with your husband. Mm-hmm. See, yeah, let me tell you what y'all going to do. Y'all going to mess around and run up on somebody that don't feel like getting ran up on that day.
True.
And get yourself in a real situation. Okay, let's say she is a single mother. Mm-hmm. And she going through it. She just one of them days, man. She ain't making the ends meet right. She's struggling. It's just overwhelming. Now here you come. Mm. And she ain't just with it today.
Uh-huh.
Now you done came over to her house. Now guess what? When you roll up, remember you can get rolled up. You just have to remember that.
Nice and tight.
Yeah. But Steve, why would he do that, adding her without telling his wife? Why would he do that?
That was mm-hmm. stupid. How yeah. you there. Thought your wife mm-hmm. wasn't going to find that
right.
out. Yeah. That was dumb like a doorknob, dog. Why didn't you just get her her own card? Bruh, I don't know. How much do Sam's cards cost?
$150 a year?
Maybe.
Oh, or is it $50 to join or something like that?
$50 to join, $150 sure. a year, $300 a year. Mm-hmm. Buy her her own membership. Dog, that's how you be gangster. What is you adding her?
Without saying anything, and you know your wife's going to find out.
And then I took her off. You should be ashamed of yourself, boy. You know how long that's going to last at your house. You should be ashamed of yourself. You can't tell that to the right, to the wrong sister. Matter of fact, no sister I know. None of them on this show. These ignorant ones on this show right here.
Well, we not.
Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. Like, you all, yes, you are. Yes, you are, Carl. And I'm talking to you.
No. My husband not putting nobody on my Sam's account.
We're not letting you know, at least.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No. You're not putting nobody on, no woman on the Sam's account. Uh-oh. If I know about it.
Right.
I don't give a damn if she stay across the street and I watch her husband in the front yard.
Really?
Wow. Why you go so far?
Really, Steve? Cut that
what do
out.
What she need a Sam's card for now? You ain't got to buy in bulk. He gone.
Okay.
Didn't you hear what the lady said?
No.
Why is she buying in bulk? See, this is why you can't do comedy no more. Because it's the people, these people on this show
I
right
understood
here.
It. We I judging you.
You judging
me. Not that we didn't
joke.
Understand it.
Well, it's a hypothetical situation. Ain't nobody across the street. And now you want to help the lady out.
It why sounds we buying, crazy.
Why she need a Sam's card now? Because the biggest eater in the house is gone.
It sounds crazy, Steve.
Yeah.
You know you can't say that.
And that's what comedy is. Comedy is saying something real crazy that yep. somebody might be thinking and too scared to say it. But now you do that now.
Got it.
Political yeah. correctness done killed yeah. it. I'm going to do another one. Go ahead. Do the next one. Watch this.
Okay. All right.
Watch this.
All right. We ain't going to say nothing this time. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay.
All right. We have time for another one, Steve. This one's from Florence in Columbia. Florence says, hi, crew. I'm 24 years old. Florence is my middle name, and I use it because I don't like my first name. I was named after my grandma, Florence, and she just moved in with us. I never spent a lot of time around this grandma, and she's different from my other grandma. My mom is black, and my dad is white. I grew up around my dad's family, and they were regular and boring. Oh. My grandma Florence is black, and she's very honest and direct. So I've done a lot of crying and a lot of laughing since she moved in. I don't think she likes me, so I'm trying to get on her good side. How do I deal with her personality?
Yeah, we're going to have to do this one when we come back. You got the black grandmama.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, this is from Florence in Columbia. She says, hi, crew, I'm 24. Florence is my middle name. I use it because I don't like my first name. I was named after my grandma, Florence. She just moved in with us. I've never spent a lot of time around this grandma, and she's different from my other grandma. My mom is black and my dad is white. I grew up around my dad's family. They were regular and boring. Grandma Florence is black, and she's very honest and direct. So I've done a lot of crying, a lot of laughing since she moved in. I don't think she likes me. And so how do I deal with her personality?
Well, it is nothing you could do because old people are not fitting to change. I am a bit curious, though, that your name, you use Florence because you didn't like the first one. You like Florence? So I ain't no. If you like Florence, what is that first name? Because Florence is old as hell. So you're probably mad at your grandmama because you got named after her. Because you didn't get named after the white grandmother. Your name would have been Becky.
Karen.
Tilly Ann or something like that. Because they use two names. They use two first names when they country. The only reason you picked with Florence is because you didn't care. You didn't want to be called Kizzy. You didn't want to be called Obadetta. One of them old ass names. So I think you should embrace your old grandmother. I can tell you right now, because she's talking about the white grandmama. That's what you don't like because you spend a lot of time with her. You know, you bet you get over here and eat this before I send you over there and have to eat what Becky Ann cooked. All she did was run it under the tap water.
Anyway.
They don't use seasoning on that side of the family.
All right, we have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll
you can either eat greens or you can go over there and get right yourself some this. Kale. What you want?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather reveal the number of your sexual partners, or would you rather name your favorite ex?
My favorite ex.
No. I'm gonna get a number.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a number, Tom.
No way.
It ain't gonna be the right number. But I'm
gonna get no. You got to get the right number.
You got to get the right
number.
Okay,
well, I'm gonna go with my favorite ex then.
That was quick.
Yeah.
You weren't committed to that.
My favorite ex is going to be Donna Bland. I had a crush on her when I was in the fourth grade. That's the one I'm going with. I'm going with Donna Bland in the fourth grade. I will not be saying no names, none of that. And I cannot give that number up.
You think we judging you?
They'll take my ass off Family Feud.
All right. Cold pizza or cold fried chicken? Which one would you rather?
Cold pizza or fried chicken?
Oh, cold fried.
Is the fried chicken cold?
Yes.
Cold pizza, cold fried chicken.
I'm going with that cold fried chicken. That thing got some flavor still in it. That flavor lingers in that thing.
Yeah. I feel like I'm linked to chicken.
Oh.
You feel like you linked to chicken?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He said linked.
Yeah, I feel like
it's cold, though.
A pass with chicken that I do pizza. I'm not Italian. I'm black.
It don't matter to me. Y'all ain't never been as hungry as I have before. Both of them.
Both.
Yes.
B-O-A-L. Both.
I'd have dropped both of them on the ground and picked it right up, act like it doesn't happen.
I know that's right.
All right, 50,000.
I dropped a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken at the park one time. It fell on the ground, and the ants were right on the ants. I shook every last one of them off.
Steve, quit making up stuff. I don't believe that.
I don't give a damn what you believe.
Fried chicken on the ground on top of ants. You ate it.
Yeah, okay. What they was finna eat it.
I just don't believe that.
All okay, right. Well.
Okay. You did it. I need to see the video. I need to see the video.
Couldn't hear well with no video then.
All right, here we go.
That's the one thing I'm grateful about.
Woo, there wasn't video back then.
No,
yeah.
No videos.
Ooh, Lord.
My eating it years was not on film. Thank you.
We're so blessed.
Yes, we are. All right. Would you rather $50,000 a year for a liar's license or $50,000 a year for three hall passes?
$50,000 a year for what?
A liar's license. A license so you could just lie whenever you wanted to. $50,000 or $50,000 for three hall passes.
Oh, I'm gonna take the license to lie.
Yeah.
They don't get the hall passes and lie about them.
Out the lie. The hall passes coming out the lie.
Hell yeah. I'm finna abuse my license.
All right.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day. We'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, Steve, here we are on this Friday.
Hey, you know what? It's Friday. I thought about something. I thought I wanted to share with my audience because, you know, it's something I've realized as I've gotten older. I understand my mission. I've accepted my calling. I am crystal clear about one of the reasons why I'm here. I now fully understand why God made my life have the challenges and setbacks in it that he did. So in moments like this, when I'm talking to people, I can offer them some tidbits, some gems, some jewels that I have learned along the way. And I think of so many things that I've learned in my past that I never didn't understand at the time, but I do now. Something my mother used to say to me all the time. My mother used to say, one day, God gonna give you a big house up on the hill. You can't get up on that hill and don't tell nobody else how to get there. Now, coming from a very poor background, I didn't understand that at the time. And then, you know, that was a scripture talking about a house on a hill and something like that. Was something. I didn't know what she was talking about. I thought, my mama, here come another Bible verse. I got to go to Bible study and figure this one out. And I just never did. Well, I understand now. And in that, I understand my mission. I understand my assignment. I've accepted my calling, and here I am. So, that's to say to everybody out there who hasn't reached my plateau yet as far as age goes, the things you're going through right now is preparing you for what you're going to be and what you're going to have. And you've got to understand this process. I didn't always understand it, but now that I've gone through it and still going through it at times, I'm sharing with you some things that you need to know about the process. That, yeah, it's hard for you now, but this too shall pass. Yes, it's challenging for you now, but this ain't gonna trouble ain't last always. I'm telling you what I've learned, that you're going to get to the other side of it eventually. And sometimes you get to the other side and don't even realize you're there. And you just got to stay in the process. The most important thing you have to remember, folks, in this whole process is don't you ever, ever give up. I don't care what happens. Don't you ever give up. I don't care how dark it look for you, how bleak the situation, how charged with punishment the scroll. Don't you ever, ever give up. Because I have seen it happen too many times. I have seen people who I know gave up before the light switch got cut on. One more strike of the hammer, they hit oil. One more dig of the shovel and the diamonds would have fell out. I have seen people walk away from situations and the very next day, the person behind them reap the benefits. I've seen it over and over and over and over again. I was determined I was not going to be that person. I just ask God for strength. Now, you know what God does when you ask for strength?
He puts situations in front of you that requires you to be strong. Because it's like going to the gym. You can't go in there and get in that gym where them big boys is at over there. You got to start with some lightweights. You got to work up. You can't jump in there and grab the 60s. You got to start your curls with them 20s, man. You grab them 60s and start curling and see what happens. You'll be discouraged. You'll go home. Nah, man, you got to get on there. You got to get them lightweights. You got to start building it up. And as you build it up, you get stronger. And you get stronger. So you ask God for strength? Yeah, so he puts situations in front of you that requires you to be strong. You asking God to make you rich one day? You know what God going to do? He going to make you understand what poverty is. See, because if you do get rich one day, you're going to have an appreciation for it, because if you don't, people who get rich quick don't have money long because they don't know the process. So as you're asking God to increase your wealth, he's also going to let you stay in his poverty a little while too. I can attest to that. As you ask God to bring you closer, which is what I'm doing right now, you know what God going to do? He going to put you in the situation to make you realize ain't nobody out there for you but him. And I ain't got no choice but to be closer to him. Because guess what? Can't nobody really help me. I don't have no problems where I can pick up the phone and go, yo, man, I need some help. No, ain't anybody finna do that. God keeps me in situations where I have to realize it's only him. And no matter where the attack comes from, I am now thoroughly convinced that God got me. I am convinced of it. I wish y'all could just learn it from me. Do you see how I come and get on this radio every day with this same attitude? I don't care what's swirling around me. I have people all the time, hey, man, just checking on you. You okay? Bro, I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm good. I really am. Because I am convinced that God is with me. I am convinced that he's not going to leave me. I am convinced that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am convinced that I can walk through the rivers and the waters and will not be overcome. I am convinced of that. I am convinced that he maketh me lie down in green pastures. I'm convinced of it because he's done it for me time and time again. So why would he not do me again? And if God said he'd never leave you, he don't leave you. You going through something don't mean he done left you. Man, y'all, come on now. Don't ever give up. That's the number one thing. Don't you ever give up. I don't care what happens. Don't you dare give up. All right? Those are my closing remarks. See y'all. Oh, y'all have a great weekend, I think.
You think?
Yeah, I don't even know what day it is no more. I'm suffering from jet lag.
I love your closing.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.